This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
Rabble.ca.
Hi, I'm Wayne McPhail, and I was one of the people that originally started the Rabble Podcast Network, and I think that you should support the Rabble Podcast Network and Rabble.ca because there's no other place where you're going to get such a diversity of voices speaking truth to power.
The Rabble Podcast Network is 10 years old this year. Show your support by going to rabble.ca/donate.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
On November 8th, Calgary Progressive Conservative MLA Sandra Jansen withdrew from the PC leadership race. Less than 10 days later, she crossed the floor to the ruling NDP party. In a statement to her supporters regarding her withdrawal, Ms. Jansen said she had been left shaken following a leadership convention in Red Deer, where she says she was the target of harassment and intimidation by volunteers of another campaign. Duncan Kinney joins us to discuss what led Jansen to leave her party. Kinney has a background in communications and journalism and is the executive director of Progress Alberta, a nonprofit advocacy organization. Hello, Duncan.
Hello, hello.
Now, after withdrawing from the race, Ms. Jansen spent a few days, what she described as weighing her options. What were her options at that point?
Well, I mean, she could have sat as an independent. She could have continued on with the Progressive Conservatives. Or she did what she ended up making the decision to do and crossing the floor to the Alberta NDP.
And why do you think she made that choice?
Well, I really think she was pushed out of her party. I mean, this is framed as a floor crossing, but I don't think the Progressive Conservative Party was literally like a safe place for her to be. I don't think she felt that way. And I think joining the Alberta NDP was probably the best place for her, just for her own kind of mental health and safety. And you know, I think that's a conclusion that you kind of have to draw when you look at the statement that she rose up in the House as her first member statement as a member of the Alberta NDP, and she talked about the treatment she had received from political partisans in this province.
Now, I listened to that statement and heard her speech, but for the people who didn't have a chance to hear that, what did she say?
Well, yes, so these member statements are usually pretty bland, you know, rejoinders about, you know, businesses in the MLA's, you know, ridings or something. But this was her very first statement. She stood up and she started reading with no preamble some of the tamer, to be frank, attacks on her. I think, like, you traitorous bitch, and was the one, I think, the very first one. And then you kind of have to go back. I really would encourage you to go back and, or the listeners to go back and watch it, because it did kind of stop stopped the province for, you know, the day and the hour. Everyone was talking about it, and you couldn't really listen to that and not be affected and not really understand what she had gone through over the past week or so, you know, when she both had her experience at the PC Policy Convention and then eventually crossing the floor.
For people who haven't listened, it's a litany of misogynist comments and hate speech.
Exactly, yes. And she stood up, read it with no preamble, and then eventually gave a statement about how this is unacceptable and how, you know, politicians of all stripes should be standing up against this. And the House, every MLA, stood up and gave her a standing ovation, even the members of the caucus that she had just left, the Progressive Conservatives.
What was the reaction in her riding and from party leaders when she withdrew from the race and crossed the floor?
The reaction from the PCs was actually fairly classy, at least from the interim leader, Rick McIver. Jason Kenney, who's kind of widely, I mean, who's, she doesn't mention him by name in his statement, but Jason Kenney is running to be the leader of the Progressive Conservative Party, a former cabinet minister under Harper and kind of an extremely divisive figure and one who plays politics, like with his elbows out, released kind of a smarmy statement when she crossed the floor, and then when kind of Sandra Jansen continued to make news about the treatment she was receiving, again, released another statement that was like, this is, of course, bad, blah, blah, blah. But it's really kind of widely viewed as his supporters and his volunteers that were the people that were harassing Sandra Jansen.
Now, another female leadership candidate, Donna Kennedy Glanz, also withdrew from the PC leadership race recently. What reason did she give for her withdrawal?
She was talking about a kind of lack of centrist voices. I mean, her statement and her kind of withdrawal was not as... She did not kind of talk about being bullied, and she did not talk about the kind of abuse and misogyny that Jansen faced, though, and I have no doubt that she did face that stuff. But she chose to make her decision about essentially the progressive conservatives becoming more radicalized under Jason Kenney, becoming more a more socially conservative party than she was comfortable with.
So do you think the misogyny leads or the politics leads on this?
Like when it comes to Sandra or when it comes to Donna?
When it comes to those two women who were in the PC leadership race and both ended up withdrawing.
I mean, I think both obviously play into it. You know, Sandra was running to be the leader of the PCs, withdrew. Donna was going to run the leader and withdrew. I just don't think they felt it was a good use of their time to face what was sure to be another 4 to 5 months of deeply unpleasant interactions with people who just simply don't respect them as human beings.
Now, you talked a little bit about this, but let me ask you to just talk a little more about the statement that Sandra Jansen made, saying that extremists are taking over the PC party and something that she called a hostile takeover. Talk to me a little bit about that.
So Jason Kenney arrived on the scene in Alberta politics over the summer. He has this grand 5-point plan to unify the conservatives provincially in Alberta. And step one of this plan is to run for the leadership of the Progressive Conservative Party. Now, Jason Kenney is not a progressive conservative by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, I think it probably hurts him a little bit to even be running for the leadership of the party that has progressive in its title. But his plan is to blow it up and then merge with the far-right Wild Rose Party and start a new conservative, united conservative party in the province. This is his ultimate goal, to take over kind of the right in Alberta politics.
Tell me a little bit about the Wild Rose Party.
So the Wild Rose Party is the kind of the far-right party in the province. It's the official opposition here. It started as a protest party when Ed Stomach was premier several progressive conservative premiers ago, when there was a royalty review that was started by that premier, and the oil and gas industry essentially kind of funded and started this Wild Rose Party as a protest against this royalty, the changes to the royalty regime, and then it kind of grew from there. They hired Danielle Smith, who had a background with the kind of Canadian Taxpayers Federation and the Canadian Federation of Independent Business and the Manning Center. They hired her, and she eventually became the leader of this Wild Rose Party. It became the official opposition. And then there was a lot more machinations in Alberta politics, which we don't necessarily have time to get into. But long story short, Danielle Smith ended up crossing the floor to the Progressive Conservatives when Jim Prentice, the late Jim Prentice, was premier. And then that's when the NDP swept power shortly after the election that happened, shortly after that attempted merger of the Wild Rose and the PC. So there's already been one attempt at uniting the right in Alberta, and it failed terribly, and it led to the ouster of both leaders of both parties and the NDP coming to power in an election.
So in a merger between those two parties, is the PC moving right, or is the Wild Rose moving center?
Oh, Jason Kenney is definitely taking the party to the far right. The people he is surrounded with, himself with, and the people who are supporting him are federal conservatives, social conservatives, and a lot of the kind of old progressive conservative crew that just aren't used to being in power. And it's funny, he just released this like list of endorsements from 52 past MLAs just this past week, and these are like literally the people, you know, why the progressive conservatives were thrown out, was this like litany, this old boys club who used to run the province, and they're all throwing their support behind Jason Kenney.
So when we talk about far right and socially conservative, then we're talking about what, like anti queer rights, anti choice.
We've got The battle for LGBTQ rights in our education system is really kind of the last place where that culture war is happening. Obviously, gay marriage is over and done with, and they've lost that fight utterly and completely. But within the education system, there's still the social conservatives in this province are still fighting the province's plans to have gay straight alliances available in every school. They're fighting the province's plan to have these LGBTQ guidelines apply to anyone who receives, you know, public funding for education, which would essentially, you know, not just GSAs, but also like things like gender neutral bathrooms and things like that. They're fighting this tooth and nail in the province. And Jason Kenney is giving sucker to those groups as they support him. And then, yeah, and then the other kind of elephant in the room here is, like, Jason Kenney has been on the record as, you know, anti-abortion his entire political career. Stephen Harper always kept that in check, but without Stephen Harper to control that impulse, and as well as the fact that Jason Kenney, as a provincial politician, would literally have his hands on the levers of a health budget when it came to women's health, women's maternal health, that's a really scary thing to think about.
So how do you rate Jason Kenney's chances of joining those two parties?
Well, it seems like he's doing, he's definitely winning the day, it seems, when it comes to the leadership, winning the leadership of the Progressive Conservative Party. He seems to be doing quite well in these delegate selection meetings, and that doesn't seem to be a very organized or effective leader or opposition on the other side. But winning the leadership of the Progressive Conservative Party is literally like the first step. And he's got this like Swiss watch plan where he's doing referendums and blowing up two parties and starting a new party and having another leadership race. And I'm pretty skeptical that he's going to be able to get all of that done before the next election here in Alberta, which is spring 2019.
Let's go back to Sandra Jensen. What do you think the future of her political career is?
Well, she, you know, she definitely has a strong presence. She's a former television journalist, and she kind of gets how to tell stories and how the media works. And then that's something that I think the NDP caucus needs. You know, I definitely think she's, you know, she's has a riding in Calgary, and Calgary is going to be an extremely important battleground in this next provincial election. And, you know, I think it shows that the NDP can attract, you know, moderate centrist voices. It's, I think it only helps the provincial NDP kind of in the long run.
Well, thanks very much for talking to me this morning, Duncan.
Thank you for having me.
I've been speaking with Duncan Kinney of Progress Alberta.